low in the low bracket people, low income. Well, I call it the poor boy like myself. You know. I give them always, you know, you give them, show them lots of reason when you know.
Right.
$600 or $700 a lot. Now you couldn't get a $2,000 a lot now, you know, you have things going on up in the last 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. True.
In fact, you can't buy no land nowhere close around here now at all. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. What kind of houses were you building? Big, little,
Well, I built this ordinary frame out of five room bungalow or something like that.
Five rooms in them?
Something like that. Four and five.
Like they'd have a couple of bedrooms or...
A couple of bedrooms, that's right, bath. Kitchen, dining room, maybe combined. Living room, that's right.
That was in the 40s?
Yes. Yeah, I settled out in 39. I built the first one out there.
Right.
Settled out in the woods, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you don't mind asking a few questions, I got an answer to a few questions.
Now, listen, let me tell you, start off with now. I got a limited education.
Yeah?
I completed the ninth grade, of course, 1921. That's the last year I went to school.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you graduated in 10th grade then.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
But see, they went ahead and they annexed 11th and 12th on you.
Uh-huh.
My daughters, yeah, they went to the 12th grade.
Was that here in Claxton where you went to school?
No, my daughters, I say.
What about when you were in school?
Well, I went to school, it was just the 10th grade.
Uh-huh.
See, they kept on, after I quit school, and I had to help daddy farm then, you know. We lived in town, we farmed. Now I bashed it over there, big farm over there.
Uh-huh.
Worked, you know, different kind of work. I always had something to do. Try to make a living.
Yeah. Did you go to a school here in town when you were in school?
Yeah, school back up here.
Uh-huh.
There was a new one. Old wooden school when I went to school. A big old.
They had all the grades there in one?
Yeah, through the 10th grade, that's right.
Yeah.
Back in high school, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Back then, it was Tappanhall County. They cut off this county in 1914 in Evans County. It took part of Bullock, Tappanhall here, and this is Evans, it's a small county.
So this was in Tattnall County then?
Yes, ma'am. This is Tattnall. And the river down here was right across the river with the Bullock. It's Tattnall. It's Evans now. Evans goes pretty good ways over there, about 8 miles.
Yeah,
across the river. That's the county line, that's right.
So you've lived all your life in what's Evans County
right
now?
In Blackson, you might say.
Yeah.
But through what years I didn't live out on it.
Yeah.
I live right here.
Yeah.
Back down here next to the courthouse. Daddy bought that place and he came over here from Carolina. Later on he bought one up here from the main drag, the corner next to the Primitive Church. Yeah, that's the old Fred likes the place. That's my daddy's place.
And he had a store here, huh?
Way back, yes.
Yeah. So his parents then were from South Carolina, right? Your grandparents.
Warren County. Cut it off too in 1915. I was born in Marlin, but nice Allendale. The town I was born in was Fairfax. They large counties over there, you know. Number 46 in South Carolina.
That's right, Georgia's got a lot of counties.
159.
Uh-huh.
100 in North Carolina. If I ever learned anything way back, I haven't forgotten.
I see that.
Memory's pretty good.
I see that. Okay, so you were born in Fairfax, South Carolina,
right.
And that was Allen County, Allendale.
Allendale now. It was Marlin at that time. Before Allendale, Marlin.